Change is inevitable. You can't stop it, especially in the world of radio. Over the last few days, the St. Louis radio landscape has changed drastically. More changes than have ever been heard before. It's not uncommon for a radio station to be sold or the format to change, but what's happened here is record-setting. So we wanted to take a few minutes to explain what happened, where everyone went, and what future changes you can expect, both here at 93.7 and elsewhere on the radio dial. You may or may not know that there are several companies that own most of the radio stations here in St. Louis. Emmis Communications, the owners of KSHE and several others. Clear Channel, along with Z1077, KLOU, Magic 105, 100.3 The Beat, and others. And the newest members of the St. Louis radio family, Bonneville Communications. Proud new owners of three radio stations here. Friday afternoon, the sale of several of the radio stations that you may have listened to was finally completed. Here's what happened. Emmis wound up with K-Hits 96, 105.7 The Point, the 80s station, 104.1 The Mall, The Rock, and KSHE. They promptly move Howard Stern to 105.7, Stephen D.C. to K-Hits, and turn 97FM, The Rock, off. Bonneville scored WIL, FM 101 The River, and Kix 106.5. They turned off Kix and made it a smooth jazz station. This left many St. Louis listeners confused and some angry when they realized that their favorite radio station and some of their favorite DJs disappeared. While we at Clear Channel have done our share of format and frequency changes, we've stayed pretty stable here in St. Louis. However, that's about to change. The call letters assigned to us, KSD, have been an important part of St. Louis radio history since they were assigned back in 1922. The radio station, back then on AM, was owned by the St. Louis Dispatch and broadcast a variety of programming that was considered cutting edge for its time. The historic call letters have moved from frequency to frequency over the years, but were never discarded. The KSD calls have been the signature of a talk radio station, the brand name for a classic rocker for 14 years, and most recently, the legal name of Mix 93.7. While the call letters have been downplayed for the past few years, we never forgot the historical significance that they have to St. Louis radio. And we can assure you that we will never give those call letters up. The radio station that bears the call letters KSD will always be a force in St. Louis radio. Count on it. Now, on to the changes that you can expect here in St. Louis. Emmis promises to put a new talk format on 97.1, and other stations in the city sound better than ever before. The competition is fierce, and it can only mean better radio for you, the listener. Here at 93.7, we have watched all the changes that occurred and observed how the entire radio market was turned upside down. While we could understand many of the format changes, the one thing that made no sense was turning off Kix 106.5. St. Louis is a vibrant, exciting city that loves country music, and the country fans here deserve an outlet that delivers better country. With that said, we'd like to introduce you to a new radio station, one that plays better country for St. Louis. It's a radio station that we're proud to present to you, and one that we hope you enjoy listening to. We know you have a choice. If you spend time with us, we appreciate it. Thanks. Now, welcome to a brand new radio station for St. Louis, the new 93.7 The Bull. Enjoy.
The new 93.7 The Bull is KSD St. Louis.
This is better country.
Oh, yeah. 3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls.